they're very good at a lot of other things. And to be an Olympian, you don't necessarily have to be about a sport. You can be passionate about the arts, culture, education, but if you put the Olympic values to it, you're likely to succeed.
Yeah. What do you think about us getting the Olympics here? Do you think that's going to happen?
You know, we work diligently every day on working toward that goal. And you know, the United States Olympic Committee, it's their choice if and when there's a bid cycle. And if there is one for the winter ones that will come up, we certainly want to be at the ready and prepared. And we have so many people that have not only helped with this event, but people who volunteer their time, their talent, and their treasure, too. We're a completely nonprofit organization, and it's the donations. And this is not a fundraiser today, but we do fundraising events over the course of the year, and all that comes together. A lot of people are putting a lot of sweat equity, if you will, into making that dream come true.
This is more like just some supporting information today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have some supporting information that people can take away from here, learn about our organization. If people want to just, you know, if they can't make it out today, you can learn more about us and the effort that we're going through. RenoTahoeWinterGames.org. If you happen to .com by accident, it'll get you there as well. And it tells about what we do. You can get involved. You can get our newsletters just with your name and an email address there on the homepage. You can donate to us if you're so inclined to. We'd appreciate it. And otherwise, just soak up some great Olympic spirit.
Wow, John. Have a great time. John Killeran up there taking care of Reno Tahoe Winter Games Coalition. Thank you so much for your support of that. And we'll be talking with you again.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so many things going on up there today. Such fun. Mackey Stadium, UNR.
Three-year-olds pole vaulting?
Yeah, well, with the bungee. You know, little bungee things. You know, just fun little games. Nobody's going to get hurt out there today,
how
JP.
How do you even explain pole vaulting to a three-year-old?
They already know how to do it, believe me. So thanks to John for calling in on that. Where were we? Now we got Glenda. We still got Glenda there. Glenda wanted to talk about the prison system, and I'm into this. One of these days, we're going to dedicate a whole series to this, and we're going to get some big wigs in here, and we're really going to discuss a
is
way to do
there?
Something with... Yes, she is. Are you trying to get me to answer this?
I'm just...
Hey, Glenda?
I'm here.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Just know that you're live with Broadview.
Okay. I wanted to comment on your conversation about the prison system.
Please do.
I agree with you. JP... Please.
Thank you.
If you don't want to be in prison, then don't do the crime.
Yeah,
we
girl.
Have for too many years, for too long, coddled and babied these people.
What makes you think they're coddled
it's
and babied?
Time to
now, wait a minute. Let Glenda finish. What? Go ahead, Glenda.
It's time to stop. You know what? If it has been determined by a jury of your peers that you are absolutely, positively guilty without a shadow of a doubt, you go to prison. Send them over to fight our enemies. You know, right now all we're doing is we're just spending money for people who could be out here.
And that's a little bit far to go, Glenda. But listen to me. I know you agree with me on this too. Don't you think?
Yes,
I'm just saying.
It's prison. It's not the country club.
But
it's
here's the
prison.
Thing too, isn't it true? If they do the crime, then they do the time. But if they have a way to feel better about themselves. Don't you think that there's going to be less of them in there and there's a way for us to bring them back into society?
I agree.
Them to feel good about themselves, us to get over their mistakes and forgive them and move on.
Taking responsibility.
If they felt good about themselves,
that's right.
Jay, they wouldn't be in prison.
That's right, honey. But if we can help them, isn't that the thing to do rather than just lock them up and forget about them and let them do their stupid, dumb games in there and fighting like they are? And they do the same thing in there.
Some people you cannot change. I don't care how much. You try to rehabilitate them. Some people you cannot change. Look at the people that get out of prison and go right back.
Recidivism,
it's
sure.
It's like a way of life for them.
Yeah, and you know what, Glenda, I think, too? I think those that are like that will refuse to work, and therefore they will starve, and we won't have to take care of them anymore, and they'll get their wish to be out of this life.
Well, let me just ask a question.
Wait a minute. What'd Glenda say?
I agree 100%.
All right. Thank you so much for your call, Glenda. We appreciate
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey.
I like her.
See there? See there? Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let's talk about it. What work would you have them do? Would you, for instance, do you think they should be made to make
laundry?
Bakery goods and sell bakery goods to the community?
Oh, that's possible.
Okay. How would you feel if you were a baker out in the community and all of a sudden the prison was selling baked goods?
Weren't they making license plates?
Right.
Hey, there is competition everywhere you go. If these guys can
make license plates, or is that just something that...
They did make license plates, and they've done a lot of different things, but they don't anymore. I mean, there's not. They work within the prison if they're a good citizen in there. They don't pay them. They don't make any money. You know who pays for the prisoners? Their families. They don't even give them toothpaste. They give them nothing. They suck their families dry.
No wonder they're grouchy. They don't get to brush their teeth.
Now you wonder why I'm grouchy? Okay, we're going to take this subject up at another time, though. But it is an important one. And I
do have
like
one more factoid, if you have time.
If one more what?
One more factoid that came out this week.
All right.
They did a study on prison rape, and it turns out that there's an enormous amount of rape going on in the prison, which doesn't surprise you, really. But it turns out it's not inmate to inmate. Most of the rapes in prison are staff to inmate. It's staff taking...
What do you think those staffs like the job that they do? Don't you think after a while they get pretty warped?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, according to this study, I would say so.
Don't you think they probably some psychology of the reason they get into that? It starts out good, just like cops.
Yeah.
Most cops get into it good, mm-hmm. and they have a hard time keeping that attitude. And they do. And there's some of them that do. This is not a generalization. But yeah, there's those that go in there just like pedophiles become teachers and kindergarten people.
Boy.
Kindergarten teachers. You know, there's always that, JP.
Wow. It's not an easy subject.
No,
is
it isn't.
Ooh, it's
boy,
intense.
A little worked up. We need a little break here.
Woo!
We're gonna break this mood with our Laugh Lounge coming up next. We've got Brad Upton here from the Reno Tahoe Comedy, and we're gonna talk to them and have some laughs. You're with Broadview on Fox News 1270. We'll be back.
Live and local, Fox 1270 in the morning, weekdays at 9.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the ears. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Before we got married, I saw so much potential in him. I think he's drinking way too much, and he gets really mad when I say that. He says I'm a nagging witch. According to him, everything is my fault. We have a child. We argue a lot, and he hit me once. After that, I didn't feel safe in our apartment anymore. I felt trapped. Our family doctor told me to go to Al-Anon family groups. I was surprised at how much the Al-Anon meetings helped me. I found support from people with problems like mine. In Al-Anon, I heard about choices I could make to protect myself and my daughter. I have a plan. I'm feeling safer now. If someone's drinking bothers you, you might find help at an Al-Anon family group meeting right here in our community. I found support there. You can too. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or visit alanonfamilygroups.org.
Trojan Condoms presents Mumbler at the Pharmacy.
Next.
Hey, can I get some condoms?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Some condoms, please.
Just a guess, but did you say condoms?
No. Yes.
Okay, which kind?
Trojan Ecstasy.
So you're fine with saying Trojan Ecstasy?
Well, Trojan Ecstasy doesn't feel like condoms.
Trojan, America's trusted number one condom brand, brings you ecstasy. Unique fit plus his side, her side lubrication to feel like nothing's there. Trojan, you can't wait to get it on.
Fox News Radio, 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. Trojans, you can't wait to get it on. I can't even believe that. Back in my day, you would have never heard a commercial like that. We're going to have to talk to Planned Parenthood about that. That's funny. Well, welcome to our Laugh Lounge. And today, I welcome Brad Upton. Brad, you look like a banker.
Thank you very. Thank you very much.
You do.
Banker in a t-shirt and shorts. Yeah, I've heard that before too. Some people think high school principal. I've heard that.
Yeah, you accountant. Do. Oh my gosh, that's funny already. Though.
Well,
Brad.
Good. See, and nice lead-in with the Trojan commercial.
Yeah, yeah. I
thank
know.
You very much.
Can't wait to put it on.
We're changing the spirit of the show here. We're going from prison to comedy.
We do it all here.
Oh, good.
We do it all. Lighten it up a little bit now because that's pretty serious.
That was serious.
So tonight you've got two performances at the Pioneer Underground.
Actually, three.
Three.
A fundraiser at 5.
Well, that's right for
Small Business
Co-op. Small Business
Co-op. Right? And then the regular shows at 8 and 10.
You know what we want to do right now is give away some tickets.
Oh, that was quick.
If anyone's out there that wants to go, Wayne is here and he wants to invite you as his guest to come tonight. Any of the shows, I'm sure Wayne doesn't mind whichever show you can come to, 5. We really prefer paid people
at the
co-op because it is
a charity
for small businesses.
I'm not giving anything.
Yeah,
just
not giving anything.
Show.
But 8 or 10 o'clock tonight, if you'd like to go, just give us a call at 823-1920. I think Wayne's in there to answer the phone. Free tickets. Come on, get on the guest list. It's so fun over there. JP, you've been. You've been there.
A number
to
of
the
times.
Pioneer Underground. Hilarious.
It's a great space, too. That's the first time I've been in there last night, and I walked in, and I went, wow, look,
intimate.
This is really nice. Yeah, it's a great space to perform in.
It is. You just get right down there with everybody. Mm-hmm. So tell me your shtick, Brad.
Tell me my shtick?
Tell
you
me
want
your
the bio
shtick.
Or the shtick?
No, give me your shtick. What's your comedy about?
Everyday things.
Just
I've been